This is an excerpt from my article on ice, The Deadly Avalanche of Mount Alsace, which appeared in last January's issue of Rockface magazine. So you're going to want to go check that out. Day one, base camp, noon. The executives from Patagonia treated us to a large hot breakfast and spared no expense. Warm, buttery biscuits, flavorful, hearty turkey apple sausage, rich blueberry pancakes, all-you-can-eat scrambled eggs, and a cup of coffee. Little did we know that in less than half an hour, 25 people would be mangled and crushed by an unseen falling avalanche. Of those 25 people, only one would survive to tell the grisly tale. I am him.
The mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain.
Our story begins in the piping hot winter of 2001. When I first met Thierry Delacroix, a Belgian from Germany with a thick Russian accent, dark Liberian skin and a penchant for all things Chinese. I could see in his eyes that he was not one to mince words or meat. And I could see in his pants that he liked extra pleats and a wallet that rode in front of the car alongside his sizable Belgian waffle, aka Dick. Or as Thierry himself liked to call it, Frodo Baggins. Within seconds of our first interaction, I already knew thousands of small factoids about Thierry's personal and professional life. He was an excellent communicator, the kind of communicator that could communicate things without communicating them. He was that good at communicating. I knew, for example, that his mother, Adrienne, was a farmer's daughter and had played drums in front of the king. I knew that his father, Augustus, a Prussian warlord from the 6th century BC, was in fact a swindler and a drunk. From the wrong side of the wrong side of the... Well, you know what I'm talking about. But most of all, I knew that he had only one goal in life. To climb Mount Alsace. Nude.
Drenched and in gravy.
What the...
What?
Drenched in gravy? Where does it say it that?
I made it up. He wanted...
Just shut up. Or I'm gonna spank that ass.
The mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain.
Mount Alsace is called La Croix by the furry little villagers who inhabit her many caves. And when I say little, I mean smaller than the human eye can detect. Legend has it that the mountain existed on the island before the island existed herself, which, if you think about it, is impossible. The mountain is said by historians and experts to have ancient healing powers, much like aloe drawn from the leaf of a cactus, or ginkgo biloba drawn from the leaf of a cactus. Skeptics have agreed, though some have difficulty refuting this claim. La Croix, roughly translated, means the craw, or the cray. Little did we know, as the sun set on the glacier, that a giant avalanche was close at hand.
The mountain, the mountain, the mountain. The mountain, the mountain, the mountain.
Off in the distance, a low rumbling could be heard as another member of our team, Sir Ian Hackley, was cooking breakfast for our crew. Stacks of julienne potato fritters, custards in every flavor, vibrant rainbow-colored tarts, and
roast beef au jus.
What?
I'm sorry.
Where are you getting that?
What he ate?
It's not in the article.
And I'm sorry.
All right, can we keep going?
The next thing I know, I'm in a hospital listening to a reporter from ESPN the magazine telling me what had happened that fateful day on top of the mountain. Then a candy striper with legs as long as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's pajama bottoms enters my room carrying a tray of food. Steaming hot chicken cutlets. Drowning in spaghetti sauce next to small sections of vegetables. Corn.
The mountain.
Carrots and peas among them. Two pieces of bread on the side. One white, one pumpernickel. A brownie. A walnut brownie. Fudgy. Sweet. But vegan.